in academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Often, there's not enough value placed upon words. People say foolish things. People will cut you with their words, won't apologize, just say stupid stuff about themselves. Child, I was so sick. I thought I was going to die. I feel like I'm dying. I know I'm going to die early. You know, just you know, you've heard people say just downright stupid things, not understanding that your words are spirit. Your words in the power of your tongue is life and death. And you have to understand something. Angels watch and demons watch. What are they watching? For your words. Who are you going to help or allow to come in and help define? Child, this neighborhood getting worser and worser. Crime going out the window, man. My neighbors, man, they kill it. You're just talking about stuff instead of talking to it. I wouldn't be surprised if this happened. I wouldn't be surprised. Well, don't be surprised then. Your words, you got to put value on your words. Let me tell you something. Language was given more to create than to communicate. That's worth $1 million right there when we understand. We're going back to Eden like it was in the beginning. God gave Adam words not just to communicate. He gave him words to create. And know it or not, words still create today. And every time something happens, see, this is why we have to take care, especially when you're going through, when the pressure's on you. When you're in that Gethsemane, if you're going to say something stupid, don't say it. Just don't say it. War with it till it gets out of your mind. Don't let it out. Don't just let, I just got to say it. Angels hearken to the voice of God's word. Demons talking to the other stuff. Oh, so you think you're going to fail? You think you're going bankrupt? Okay, I'll help you. Language was given to create more than to communicate. But people talk more about stuff, just stuff. And guess what? That's a work of the enemy. Just talk. Idle words. Talk. Never run out of words. And never really saying anything. But the word says that we will give an account of every idle word or non-working or unemployed word. The word's not employed. And we will give an account in the day of judgment of foolish words. Now, somebody thinks, well, that's one day way off. No, the day of judgment might be tomorrow for you. In other words, all those words you've been building up, tomorrow might be the day when they bring you into judgment. What is all this? Well, if you look back, you've been saying it for a month. How this all this? No, I don't believe it. No, you've been saying it all for the last 2 years. You've been saying that. Here it is. What? Those words will come to judge you. Or if you speak the right words. I said, if you speak God's word, if you keep saying the things that God has said, if that's your confession, over time, they're going to come to you. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. There's a kairos that will have to take place. It'll come to you. It'll overtake you. It'll surround you. You will be a worker together with God. God will bring forth his promise to you. But you cannot mingle the seed. Sometime up, sometime down. You're a settler. You got to come up out from settling and get on point. Yeah, it takes a discipline. The first characteristic of any type of leader has to be discipline. Here you say you're disciplined, you're not even on time for your job. Thank you, Brother Nate. That's all I heard over there is... It was last week, it was over here. Come on, discipline. Yeah, it's not always comfortable. But see, enforced discipline will breed voluntary discipline. I had a German shepherd. His name was Major. And because of the work schedule I had and stuff that I was doing in the church when I was first saved and that, I only fed him one meal. A day, you know, he's a beautiful German shepherd. He looked like a police dog, great, the great black. And he grew. I got him as a puppy, and grew him up. He was a beautiful dog. I could put a bowl of food out for Major. He'd eat every little nugget, and lap up all the water. I could put another bowl out, and he would never eat it. Not till the next day. I didn't mean to, you know, but he was healthy and everything, but he just wouldn't eat it. He was disciplined. You could leave it out there. You could put two bowls on. He wouldn't touch it till the next day. And see, this is one of the characteristics that we need to bring back into the church. Discipline. Everybody just want to do their thing. You know. That might be right for you, but it ain't right for me. And that might be right for them, but no, there's a rule of law. And when I say law, there's a rule of the spirit of the scripture, that all of us are subjected to. And it's important that we discipline ourselves before God has to discipline you. Because every son God receives, he disciplines. But the one that refuses this discipline is not a son. Don't fool yourself. One that refuses discipline, they're not a son. God says that's not a son. God calls him a bastard. Fatherless. So let's not get that twisted. Discipline. God is not a harsh taskmaster either. Discipline. Enforce discipline. Instead of you trying to discipline somebody else, discipline yourself. Well, see, as you would just do. No, you do it. You ain't disciplined. Discipline yourself. Enforced discipline breeds voluntary discipline. Major would never, he would just, I remember one night, I pictured just as like it was just, he ate it so fast, I said, well, I'm going to give you another bowl. Went in there, put it in the basement, came back, Major would have said, no, to eat. You looking for food? No, I didn't have my fill. I don't need anymore. Why are we on dog stories? Discipline, right. Remember the story of the guy that visited the dog trainer? He went out to a guy that bred dogs and trained them. Got to the campus or the camp, and a dog came running out with a ball in his mouth and dropped it right in front of him and sat down. He said, oh, okay. Picked the ball up, threw the ball. Dog went and got the ball. Brought it back to him, dropped it again. Oh, he said, oh, this is a trained dog. He threw it again, threw it further. Dog ran and got it, brought it back, sat down. And so while he's walking, the trainer comes. He says, man, I see you got your trained dog out here. He said, what, that one? He said, yeah. He said, no. He said, let me show you the one's trained. He went to a cage, opened up the cage, and they kept walking. Nobody came out. And all of a sudden, he snapped his fingers. Big old dog come running out, came and sat right at his right side, on the side of him, sat down. They kept walking. Dog wouldn't move. Snapped his finger again. Dog ran up to him, sat down again. Picked up the ball. They were at a little piece of water, threw the ball way out into the water, and the dog watched it and just sat there till he was shaking. Snapped his finger, dog took off, jumped way in the water, ran way out there, got the ball, swam back with the ball, came back, dropped it at his feet, sat down on his side, soaking wet. Snapped his finger, went back in the cage. He said, now that dog is trained. See, the first one wanted to play. See, a lot of folks just want to play with God. Long as it's fun. Long as it's okay. But this one wouldn't do anything without a command. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the army of God. Amen. Language was given to more to create than to communicate. We're made in his image as co-laborers to demonstrate his goodness over all that he made. Somebody say the garden.
The garden.
Now the thing about the Garden of Eden, and we must understand and bring it into our today's understanding, is the Garden of Eden demonstrated heaven on earth. Garden of Eden, the delightful place. That's what Eden means, the delightful place. It was a portion of heaven on earth. God demonstrating heaven on earth. Now, stay with me. The reason for such an extraordinary place of peace, how many know there's peace in heaven? The reason for such an extraordinary place of peace and divine order was real extreme. God brought, if I can say it this way, a chunk of heaven and brought it into the earth. Don't we pray that all the time? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The reason for this extraordinary place of divine order and peace was the rebellion of Satan had distorted what was otherwise a perfect creation. Chaos. Rebellion, a third of the angels. Now there was chaos. What God had created perfectly was now in chaos. And so now God, in creating man, brought or created a piece of what is in heaven and brought it down into Lucifer, Satan's territory, and set it there. Eden. Now outside of Eden, there was darkness. Chaos, still disorder. Now, peace. Somebody say peace.
Peace.
Peace, we all should know, peace is a substance of heaven. Not confusion, not chaos, not contention. Peace is the substance of heaven. Right? In other words, when you have the peace of God, you have the peace, you have the atmosphere of heaven. How many of you can have heaven here on earth?
Yeah.
When you have the peace of God dwelling in you and governing you, it's the atmosphere of heaven. That's how it is in heaven. Now, peace became a two-edged sword.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.